Welcome to the Z. Michelson Travel Podcast. This podcast is devoted to the travel industry. Z says let your imagination run wild and start dreaming about where you want to go. And dream big, reach for the stars, and if you only get to the moon, at least you enjoyed the trip. Your guide to travel is Z. Michelson, a travel advisor. And sitting at the controls is Jay Lawrence, your concierge of podcast travel. Now here's Z.
That's me. I'm Z.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness that's me.
And the podcast of Concierge Travel is right here with you, dear.
Thank you, Jay. And you know that we're brought to you by Collage Travel Media Network.
Yes, we forgot to mention that, didn't we?
The other day. Yeah, yeah. I know we did, but that's okay.
Okay.
They know we love them and they love us.
Right.
But today we're going to have a really good topic of conversation.
Yes.
Passports.
I love that passport.
You know, Jay, I am always saying, get your passports.
Get your passport.
People have to get over it.
Yeah.
You know, just get your passport. But I'm not going to be talking about the regular passports today.
Oh, really?
Nope. Mm-mm. Today's something a little bit more interesting.
Why is that?
There are four countries where your heritage can get you a passport.
Oh, really?
Like dual citizenship type of thing?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know someone that could be a dual citizen and refuses to be a dual citizen.
And I think I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
but, you know, we'll talk about that. So let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's get into it. So did you know that there are more than 50 countries around the world that currently offer citizenship by descent?
No.
Yeah, 50 countries around the world.
Now, why would they want to do that?
Well, there's a couple of different reasons.
Okay.
You know, but a lot of people, they're tracking their heritage and all of that. But this gives those who qualify through the right to live and work in another country.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, could you imagine if you wanted to work in another country and you have to go through all of that? And there's a lot of expat stuff going on, too, because there's a lot of people thinking about retiring and becoming an expat, as they call it, expatriates. This may give you some insight on how this works.
Okay.
Did you know that roughly 9 million Americans currently live abroad?
No.
Yeah. And that number is increasing.
Yes. I know one that's probably wants to do that even.
Yes. There are people out there that really, really are looking into it.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people that want to work and live abroad just to see what it's like. And, you know, that's not a bad thing, you know, to find out how the other side lives.
One friend, this is a while back, but someone went and wanted to work like in France.
Right.
And went over there and just got a job.
Right.
Didn't make any money at all. But if you're sent with a company, that's a different story.
That's a different way to go. Right. Because they can actually help you get in and do that. But there are other ways of doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you might be asking, what is the process?
I was going to ask, what is the process?
Well, it's not as easy as you may think.
Why are we talking if it's not easy? For me, it's got to be easy.
Well, so you think you need a lot of paper just to get your regular passport?
Yeah.
Well, there's more documentation that you need with this. Because you'll have to include birth certificates, death certificates, marriage licenses, all to prove your lineage, you know? And of course, now comes the processing fees.
Well, yeah, but now wait a minute. If I have to provide my death certificate, what good is it?
It's not your death certificate.
Oh.
It's like, you know, that your great grandmother was living in, say, Germany, and she's passed on. So you would have to prove that, yes, she was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a descendant of hers.
This death certificate thing is kind of funny.
It's really tough.
I had a little joke going, but I'm not sure it would be appropriate.
We'll just keep going. We'll pass by that bump.
But how much would this passport thing cost?
It ranges. So you say you have the patience and you can pay and you can wait.
Okay.
But now are you eligible?
Ah, but you say there's 50 countries that will do this.
There's 50 countries around the world that currently offer citizenship by descent.
Oh, okay.
By descent.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so tracking down your family roots is part of this.
Oh, yeah.
That's a biggie. Blood only does not get you the right to get this dual citizenship. So it's not only blood.
So I can't just do the blood test and that's it.
No. Some countries have stricter rules. Brazil, France, and Mexico require that one of the applicant's parents be a citizen at the time of the applicant's birth. So in other words, your grandmother came from Mexico.
Okay, yeah.
And when you were born, she was a citizen of Mexico.
Okay, yeah.
But if she moved to the United States and became a citizen here, and then you were born, that throws you into another category.
Mm-hmm.
Other countries like Italy are more lenient. And of course, each country has different procedures and processes. Now, before I get into those.
But you got to have patience.
You got to have patience. Okay, so now before I get into those four countries that offer more straightforward paths. How about a travel tip?
Oh, travel tip time? Is that it?
Travel tip time. Travel. I do recommend getting travel insurance.
Passports and travel insurance go together.
They really do. This is very important. You just paid $10,000 for that once-in-a-lifetime trip, and whoops, you slip and break your ankle the day before you leave.
Oh, yeah.
Now what? Goodbye money.
Oh, is that good before you leave, too?
Yeah, because you'll have to cancel or move your...
Yeah.
So most trips do not reimburse a few days before leaving.
No.
Yeah. Also, if you're overseas and you get sick and you need medical help or fall and need medical attention, this can be very, very pricey when overseas.
Yeah. Now, probably you'll end up having to pay this, right?
Yes.
Up front or have some cash.
Just like years ago, the insurance we had years and years ago, you paid the doctor and then you got reimbursed by the insurance company.
Then you submit it to this insurance company.
Bingo.
Here. Yeah.
But can you imagine if you have a $20,000 bill overseas and now you're out $20,000 because you don't have any insurance to reimburse you? And you have to have that. You got to take care of the bill. The bill goes that once-in-a-lifetime dream trip is turning now into a nightmare because you don't have insurance.
Yeah.
There are many different types of travel insurance out there on the market.
Mm-hmm.
We as travel advisors are not insurance agents.
Oh, no.
But we will always touch base with the insurance companies to see which ones are the best for you.
Okay, so you can help us get that, right?
We can say, okay, we have several different types of insurance. Here's the game plan. Pick which one you want.
Mm-hmm.
And they can recommend insurance carriers to choose from. I choose a couple of different ones based on where they're going.
Mm.
So that's another thing.
Oh, so that's another thing. Didn't I hear the fact that you could buy one policy for the year?
You can. If you travel quite frequently,
mm-hmm.
you can buy an annual insurance package that will work wherever you go in the United States.
And I've heard, isn't that basically if you get it once, it almost covers, once we'll cover the whole year,
right?
Wherever
you go.
Yeah, instead of paying it one, say it's $200 for one trip.
Right. Usually it runs between $200 and $400 per person.
Per person for one trip.
For one trip. So now I don't have the price points for a whole annual.
But the annual that I've heard is covered. Two trips or three trips, you're like.
Right. You've made your money. And I don't recommend doing that if you only go on one trip a year.
Right. It's like going to Disney World, right?
Right.
With an annual pass. Yeah.
Exactly. But I do recommend getting travel insurance. There are many travel companies out there that have great insurance. We're not insurance brokers, but we can talk to them and then they will supply you with the information. Okay. Now, let's get back to those four countries.
Four countries that are
a little bit more straightforward.
Okay.
They're straightforward. Okay, first up, I'm going to do Italy.
All right.
Okay, this is one of the most lenient countries when it comes to getting a passport through your heritage.
Mm-hmm.
18 million people in the United States identify as Italian Americans.
Wow.
18 million people. Eligible applicants must have an Italian ancestor. But it doesn't have to be a parent or even a grandparent.
Mm-hmm.
Italy allows applicants to claim citizenship as long as they have a great-great-grandparent who was an Italian citizen.
Mm-hmm.
However, they will have to prove the relationship through the generations. So back we go again to the birth certificate, the death certificate, the marriage certificates, and so on.
Yeah.
If you want to fast track to this, living in Italy for a few months while you do this and apply may help.
All right.
So they kind of want to keep you there. So they want you in.
Would you like to have bed and breakfast or something?
Over in Italy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would kind of be nice.
Can you book those kind of trips?
I can, but I don't usually.
Okay.
Yeah. Next up is Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Spain and Italy are kind of side by side over there. Spain just passed legislation that lets you apply for citizenship by descent up to three generations. You can even apply if you were adopted by a Spanish citizen before your 18th birthday. So if you were adopted, you can apply. And I'm beginning to see a pattern here. Mm-hmm. You need the birth certificate, the death certificate, the marriage certificate. And this can take up to 2 to 3 years.
Now, why do
so that's where the patients come in.
Now, is this, when we're talking about this, are we talking about for dual citizenship? Is that what this is giving us?
You don't get rid of your United States citizenship.
Okay.
But this will allow you to do things like once you get the citizenship to these countries, you'll be able to work in the country.
Yeah.
Legally. You know, these are some of the things that you would be able to legally do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people do it, you know, because they are going to work overseas or they've always wanted to live in Germany or whatever. So now, before I get into the last two,
yeah,
one of which is near and dear to me, how about a trivia question? According to legend, what did St. Patrick drive out of Ireland? Are you thinking? St. Patrick went over to Ireland and drove something out. What did he drive out?
Snakes.
Yes, very good.
Did I get it right?
Yes, St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. If you go to Ireland, there are no snakes. Believe it or not, there's no snakes in Ireland.
Wow.
Yeah. So they say that he drove the snakes out of Ireland, but I think this was not really what happened. I think he was just getting rid of evil people when he went over there.
Yeah.
So I think they referred to him as snakes that he drove out. But yeah, St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Wow, mm-hmm. I didn't realize I could be correct.
Yeah, you got it.
I was thinking of rats, but that probably is not true.
No, that's the Pied Piper.
Yeah.
Wrong person. Yeah.
So
getting back to it, we have two more left.
Can you, is Ireland one of those countries?
Yep. Let's talk Ireland and your passport.
Okay.
Now, I have heard this time and time again that I can apply myself and get my passport from Ireland, the Hibernians. I was told this years and years and years and years ago when I was younger, when Americans were being targeted while traveling. Because it was true that when Americans traveled overseas, a lot of people wanted to kill them.
Really?
So a lot of people were trying to get these types of passports. So when the people that would come on the planes and Shanghai the planes, you know, remember those days? Remember those days? They would immediately ask for the people's passports. And if you were American, they would kill you.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, so these things happened years and years and years and years ago. But what I like is the fact that I would be able to do this. So now my father told me this years ago, because my father lived in Ireland for many years.
Hmm.
And my grandparents were both born and raised in Ireland.
So you shouldn't have a problem.
I'm right in. I fit right into the category. So here's what happens. Okay. So I've never went for the Hibernian passport. I was American and I got an American passport. That's what I felt. If I was going to die, I was going to die as an American.
Yes.
Stubborn as I am. If you're looking to become an expat, now this may be a way to achieve this. So if you have a heritage, an Irish heritage, like a parent or a grandparent, and they were citizens of this country, at the time of your birth, you're automatically eligible for Irish citizenship. Automatically. To claim that citizenship for your parent or grandparent, you must first register your birth, a foreign birth register. After you register, you can complete the application and apply. And then again, you need all the proper paperwork. Okay. If everything is approved, you should see your passport in about 30 months. So, you know, I was laughing one time with my sister a few years ago. We said, how about we open up there was a pub for sale over in Ireland. And, you know, both of us have that. And her husband could also apply under this. I said, we can all move to Ireland. We have a little pub. And we were chuckling about it. But, you know, you never know.
Boy, you've got my head spinning.
Like, you want a little pub?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool, having a pub?
Yeah.
Come on in and have a pint. A pint on us. Yeah. So that would be fun. And I did see a few pubs that were for sale over in Ireland.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They can see us American suckers coming.
Right. The Americans are going to try to do an Irish pub. Yeah. But yeah, so you can do it. And that's Ireland. Now, this one surprised me. New Zealand. New Zealand.
It's so hard to get into New Zealand, isn't it?
The country is absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Didn't they film Lord of the Rings down there?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's actually that type of atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be a nice place to retire to. So you think
you're looking at me? What are you looking at me for?
Look at you.
Yeah.
If you want to become a citizen, the quickest way to you have apparently already a citizenship, fill out an application. Show the proper papers, pay all the fees, and if all is correct, in about 2 months, this is the quickie one.
You get a passport?
You get a passport. You'll have the right to live and work in New Zealand, but you will have one of the most powerful passports around, allowing for visa-free or on arrival of access to 189 countries.
Wow. Now, wait a minute. This passport, you have to have a visa to get into
a lot of different countries.
New Zealand right now, correct?
Well, in Australia, you definitely need a visa.
Okay. So if I get this passport, that's not giving me dual citizenship, is it?
No.
It's just giving you a passport.
Giving you the right to work and play in that country.
All right.
Right. And it's also a very powerful passport because passports are ranked.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's ranked fifth in all the passports in the world.
Uh-huh.
The United States ranked sixth.
Hmm.
So we're underneath New Zealand.
Okay. So how do I get this paperwork for New Zealand?
You have to apply to New Zealand. You know, the citizen, you know, citizen paperwork. You've got to go online. I don't have it.
Do you come in front of me? You know.
I don't have it in front of me. Okay. So did you know the ranking of passports is a bit eye-opening?
Well, yes.
Yeah. I was surprised to see it when I was looking at it, and I went, oh, my gosh. You know, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Singapore, and Spain ranking number one with access to 194 countries.
Wow.
The United States isn't in there.
No.
Did you notice I said that?
Yes.
Yeah, where's the United States? What's going on with that?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I found that very interesting. I knew that they were ranked, but I thought the United States would be up higher than that.
Right.
But
again, this is a passport only gives you, but it gives you the right to go into the country.
Right. And if it's this in particular passport, you don't need a visa.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that law is going to change coming up next year, because we talked about this on another one of my shows about visas that are going to be required now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I was thinking.
It was supposed to be required this year, but they put it on hold until next year.
Well, but if you got the passport, but we have passports. We might still need a visa to get into certain countries.
Yeah, because of the new visa rules that are coming our way. And that's just because of the state of the world right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out. And as I get more information on the new updates, I will let everybody know. So there you have it. Passports. Yeah. Get your own passport right now. I have so many people that are saying, can I get on a ship if I'm not getting off and it's coming from the United States and it's going back to the United States? It's like, just get your passport.
Yeah, because when you come back in, even at the port, there's immigration officials looking at you.
Right, saying, did you get off ship?
Yes.
And even if you get off the ship, sometimes you can't get back on.
Oh, right. Well, I'm looking at when I got off the ship in the United States, and the great thing was they had, what is it when they...
Spill it out, Jay.
No, image recognition.
Image recognition, yeah. Right, yeah.
So I didn't even have to show my passport. They just took my picture. They did say, take off your glasses.
Right, you can't wear your glasses. Even if you wear glasses 24/7, you cannot have glasses on, you cannot have a hat on.
Right.
Those are some of the things that they don't want when you're doing it. But now with all of these apps, like when we were on our ship not too long ago, they had the face recognition.
That's what I was trying to think of.
But they also had a copy of our passport.
Right.
So it kind of went hand in hand.
Yeah, so when you get off, you don't have to show your passport, but they've got it right
there. They have it right there in their system.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Just get your dang passport.
And they didn't realize that I was taking $250,000 worth of merchandise off the ship at that time.
I'll take this blanket. I'll take this bed. I can imagine that.
Right.
But it's not that hard to get
passport. That was a joke.
Yes. I couldn't even imagine you coming off a ship like a turtle. That would look silly.
Yeah.
Well, there is so much traveling to do and so little time to do it. So tune in every week for more travel info and insights and just plain fun. Please follow me and like me on Facebook. I would love that. Do you have a favorite location or an interesting travel tip? You can let me know, just send me an email, zmichelson@gmail.com. And of course, Z is spelled Z-E-E. And I'm very excited to let everybody know my podcast can be heard on all your favorite podcast players. You can give me a review, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. So thanks for listening today. Traveling truly opens up the world to you. You learn all about the different cultures and lifestyles and, of course, the fabulous food that we eat in each country. Then you realize we really truly are the same. So dream, dream big, reach for those stars, and if you only get to the moon, at least you made the trip. If you're looking for some more great places to travel to, feel free to visit my website. It is free. There's no charge to look. My website is zmichelsontravel.com. Z again, Z-E-E. This is Z Michelson, making your travel dreams come true.